Today is Daf Nun Zayin. We're actually going to start in the middle of Nun Vav Nun Beis. We have a very big goal today because it's almost a blot and a half. It's also not exactly the easiest blot in Shas. Lashon Sag, you know. Tanya. That's where we left off, right? By Tanya. Amar Rabbi, in the smack in the middle of the Yomid. Three words from the end of the line next to that picture. Tanya. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer B'Yaisi, Tchum Ari Levim, the Tchum of the cities of the Levim, Alpayim Amma, is 2,000 Ams. Now the cities of the Levim did not get a regular Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael like the other Shvatim got. They were given special cities, divided up really among the rest of the Shvatim, and there were special halachas of the cities of the Levim, and among these halachas where they had to have 2,000 amos outside the city, and the first 1,000 amos is called migrash, which means it's an open area which was left to open that way, that there shouldn't be any obstruction before the city. They should be considered a beautiful city. It would enhance the beauty of the city by having that open area. The Tchum of Arlevim Alpai Mama Tzemehen Elef Amma Migrash, and take out 1,000 of those 2,000 amos as the migrash, which is that opened area. Nimsa migrash revia. You find that the migrash is a quarter, which the Gemara will soon challenge, because usually when we learn math, 1,000 of 2,000 is not a quarter, half. Vahashar, the remaining, the other 1,000, saw this akram. They could be planted as fields or vineyards. Minahanimili, the Gemara asks, how do we know that the open area is 1,000 amos? I'm a Rav, I'm a Kra. We have a pasuk that says, "Mekir ha'ir v'chutza elaf amos saviv." Because from the wall of the city outward, there's 1,000 amos, which is around. So we're medayik on the word saviv. What does that mean? I'm a Torah. The Torah says, "Saviv es ha'ir be'elaf," surrounded with an area of 1,000 amos, which is not going to be planted or plowed or used at all. Nimsa, we're going on to the next part of the Baraisa, which is the difficulty we just discussed. Nimsa, Migresh Revia. It's a quarter. So, Revia? What do you mean Revia? The Gemara asks, Palga Habi, it's not a quarter, it's half. It's 1,000 or 2,000. So, the Gemara is going to explain Amarava Bar Ada. Barada is the man's name. Mushecha is his trade. He is a surveyor. Azbali. So Rav said this matter was. I had the same kasha, and this Barada, the surveyor, explained what the brisa means. Mishkachas law. This is like hachmai skin. What with the brisa is referring to a specific kind of case. Bamata by a city to have you trey alfi a trey alfi, which is 2,000 amis by 2,000 amis. Okay, so the tchum kamahavia, how much is the tchum of these four, remember we said from the last blot how he said you had when you have a tchum, you just look in four directions. You also have the squares here in the picture, you'll see, right? You know, this would just be the tchum of each direction, but you add these squares in the corner, so we're taking that into account also. So how much are the four tchum areas before the corners? So we say the tchum is shisr, 16 is actually 16 million square amos. And in Gemara language, often we leave out when it's obvious, we leave out the millions or the hundred thousands. When it's similarly, look, when you have the year, what's this year in Jewish? It's 5,756. You ask any child, they'll tell you it's Tav Shin Samach Vav. Now Tav Shin Samach Vav is only 766. We left out the 5,000. So often the higher number in something which is known and assumed known and obvious to all is left out. So in 16, we don't mean 16 itself. We mean 16 million square arms. Krono is kamahavion. So how much are the four corners? Shisr, 16. So dal t'manyan the tchumin. So subtract the 8 million square arms of the tchum. The arba the kronos and the 4 million square arms of the kronos. Okay, how much you have left? Kamahavi, that equals up a total of tracer, 12 million square amos. Nimtza, so you come out, then Migrash Revia. So the Gemara still has a problem with that, because the math still doesn't work out, because it's not one quarter, it's tefemet lasaninu. It's a little bit more than a third, because we came out to a total of 32 million square amas. So the Gemara says, I see Arba Demata Shadi Alayu. Take 4 million square amas of the city itself and throw them, add that to the number, and that will get you a total of 36 million. The Gemara says, still, Akata Tulsavi, because 12 million into 36 is not 4 times, it's 3 times. So we still didn't really get what we wanted. We wanted what the pshat was in the Revi'ah. So Mari answered, Misav Rivuka Amar, do you think we're discussing a case of where the city is actually a square? Which, of course, there's a reason to assume that, because the last couple of blot we've been talking about either square cities or squaring off the city. But the Gemara throws you a twist and says, no, we're not discussing a city that is a square. Okay, Be'igulakam, we're talking about a city that's actually a circle with a diameter of 2,000 amas. Now, Kama Maruba Yasar Aligul, now we know from the last discussion of the Gemara that you square out any city which is not squared. So how much, so you put that circle inside the square, you put a square outside that circle, how much larger is the square over the circle? Revi'ah, it's one quarter. So dal revi'ah minayu, you subtract a quarter from that, from the total square amas that you're supposed to be there. Pashalu tisha, you come out with 9 million. But tisha metlasa v'shita revi'ahavi, and 9 is a quarter of 36. 9 million is a quarter of 36 million. That is one way to learn the brisa, as the surveyor explained to Rav. Abaya has a different way to explain the brisa. Abaya Amar Meshkachas l'nami b'mata d'havi alfa b'alfa. Find this brisa. It can be explained in the following way. It's talking about a city which is not 2,000 but 1,000 amas by 1,000 amas. Then you're going to add 2,000 amas to the sides over there. Oh, okay. Picture 206. Excellent. So you add 2,000 amas on each of the square sides and to the chronos, and that will get you 8 million square amas. So tchumen kamahavin, it's tamanyin. Now chronos kamahavi shisra. Now with so besides the tchum together with the chronos that you point out, the red part of the picture, that will get me 16 million square amas. So you subtract the 4 million of the tchum and the 4 million of the corners itself of the migrash. That kamahavi, how much is that? That's tmanya, that gives you 8 million square amas. Now the problem is that the fractions, that it didn't work out that way, because you're not, it's, you have from 8 million to 24 million is not a quarter, it's only a third, which is the Gemara's next question. Okay, tilsavi, it's a third. Misav rivukamar, again we're going to use a similar answer trick to what he did in the last Amid with Rava. We're not talking about a square city, rather we're talking about a circle city. Bikulakamar kamar rule yes or illegal. Revi'ah, how much is a square larger than the circle inside of it? A quarter. Dal revi'ah pashal l'shita, you subtract 1/4, and you'll get 6 million amas that remain, and 6 out of 24 is revi'ah v'chol dalet. Revi'ahavi is a quarter. Ravina has a different explanation. Ravina amar, my revi'ah. Okay, what does it mean when the Bryce when it says a fourth? Okay. Picture 208. Okay. Should get that book. Okay. Ravina Haba, my Ravia the Tchumin. Okay. It's a quarter that's measured by the Tchum of the open space. Ravashi has another pshat in the right of my Ravia the Kronis, of the corners itself. Okay. So I'm living in Ravashi. He doesn't like that, using just the corners. Vasavuksiv. Sava means you go around the city, which the simple meaning, you go around the city in its literal sense, around the entire city, not just the corners. So my saviv, so Rashi explains what I mean when you say saviv the corners, it actually means around the corners, not around the entire city. How do I know that I'm right in my saying that? Here's an interesting raya. Here brings a raya from Kachem, from Mizbeach. Okay, where do you apply the dam? You apply the dam on the corners, and it says sav over there. You don't play the dam throughout the entire mizbeach. So that is how he knows that the saviv that only refers to, can only refer to the corners, not to the entire length of the wall of the city. My saviv is saviv the koranis. Dila temachi kavi oilo I kavan oilo l'chsev zogu neonas adam al mizbeach saviv. When they throw the kohanim, throw the blood on the mizbeach, all around the mizbeach, kohanim sav mamish. Can that literally mean actually around the entire wall of the mizbeach? Of course not. Elamai saviv means saviv the kohanis. Okay, it means around the corners. Kohanami here too in our case of measuring the city with the levim. My saviv the kohanis. Now amalei rav chavivim chuznar le rav ashi. This is the question on Abaya and Rava. The first two pshatim in the Braisa have the circle around inside of a square. Now, in that case, what about the city corners which go into the strip? Oh, and if you're going to measure them, it's going to be less than 1,000 anamas wide. So I have a little bit of a problem over there. Mar says, "Bemata igulta." Well, we're talking about a case where the city is it's round. The city itself is round. Va-rivua. But we know that you're supposed to square the boundaries, right? As we've been discussing for the last couple of blocks. So the Mara responds, Em-dar-minan chazinan kaman de-marava rivavada mi-marabana. That was when we come to mathematically extending it and figuring out the tchum, that is when you add artificially, so to speak, to the borders and you make a square. But it doesn't mean that actually the city is a square. So we're talking about the space of the city that's left empty as a migrosh. You could find 1,000 amis in a circle city and not be bothered by the protrusions or the corners. Let's figure this out. How much larger is a square than the circle that's drawn inside of it? Ravia, it's one quarter, like we discussed in the Gemara already. So hani timne meya. So this, how much does the extra amis add up to? 800 amis. Shashis ma'avishita nushva nechetul zahavi. This comes out to 666. And 2/3 amis, which is actually a drop less than 667. And so now the question obviously is that your math is incorrect. So he responds, Amalei, Rav Ashi says, no, Hani mili biglu migari bua. This ratio is true for a circle that's inside a square. Avabal, soina binetfe. But for the diagonal, you'll need a larger amount. Damar, kol amsa rivua, every ama of a square. When you are measuring this diagonal, it is 1 2/5 of an amma. So therefore, the amma measurement that you use is incorrect, and it's not 666 and 2/3. You add on another 2/5 to each of those ammas, and you will come out with the measurement of 1,000 as the megash. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Nice name, Karfif Leir. Give a Rav Meir. But this sugar is a little bit easier than the last one. So, okay, a Karfif, Rav Meir says, whenever you measure the tchum out of a city, you don't start from the wall of the city. You measure out a Karfif. Karfif is 70 and 2/3 of an amma. So you first count that 70 and 2/3 of an amma, and that is when you start your count of 2,000 amas. The Chum say that we don't say the shear of a karfif ella except in shtei ayaros, between two cities. Meaning, im yesh lazu shivim ama v'shirayim, this one has 70 and a little bit, 72/3. Lazu shivim ama v'shirayim. Then oisa karfif eshtehen, you make both of them, you give them both the din of a karfif. Lias echa, that there should be one city. Now it comes out from a chum, a tremendous kula. What's the kula? I have two cities. Okay, a northern city and a southern city. Between the two cities, I have this area which we'll call a karfif, which adjoins them. So let's say it's a sheet of two karfifs. Okay, 72/3 and 72/3 is 141 and a third. Okay. So now the chiddush is not just that I have another karfif area. I can go from the northern city to the southern city and start by the boundary of the southern city as my 2,000 amas. Because I'm not restricted to my city. I live in city A, which is on the north. Okay, I don't have to start counting my 2,000 amas. Okay, by the end of the shear of a karfif of 70 amas and 2/3 or 141 and 2/3, I can start since the double karfif thing of the two cities which are right next to each other allows me to say for the purposes of the Tum Shabbos that my city is not just city A of the in the north. I also maintain my Tum starts with all one city, so therefore I can go to the tip of the southern city and walk out 2,000 amas, and that will be my Tum. So it was. I mean, this is a tremendous chiddush, because until you would have seen this, you would have said that if you live in city A, so your tum is just ends with city A. So Rameir has come to say chiddush that you have another 70 amas. Okay, very nice. That is, you look at Rameir saying big kula, and the big kula is that you have another 70 amas. But if I have another city, okay, which is adjoined, so I can go however large the city is. That means I have X amount of miles more to walk on Shabbos if I so desire. So, that is a revolutionary chiddush l'kula.
But is that a kula of the Rabbanim, or is that, or does Rameir agree with that kula?
I don't know if Rameir agrees with the kula.
Even though he would add each of those cities.
Right. I think you can make a case both ways. We look at the Gemara. I would assume that he does. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't get a chance really to look through all the Rishonim to see if anyone really specifically asked that question this way. But the. You know, it's just interesting because sometimes you find people saying, chumim with the chumras. This is a kula. Unless you would have seen it in this Mishnah, you never would have thought of it. B'chein, we go on to a new din gimel kfarim amshulashin, three villages which are mishulish, which the Gemara will discuss how this exactly looked. Okay. But it means that there are three villages which are next to each other, or kind of next to each other. If there is between the two outer ones 141 and a third amas, you should make the middle one makes a shloshtan, all three of them, the two on the side, that they should all have the din of one area for the tchum Shabbos. The Gemara will explain that. Then we'll some more clarity on the base. Now, minahani mili, where do we get this din from that there's a rule of karfif? We said the Rameir says in the opening line of the Mishnah, there's no karfif la'ir. So where did that come from? Amarav damakra mekir ha'ir v'chutza, from the city, from the wall of the city and v'chutza and outside. So the word v'chutza is somewhat redundant. So we dashin amar Torah. Ten chutza, give a measurement of outside. And after you do that, then medoyt. After you do that, is when you should start measuring the tchum area. So this chutza is the shear of the karfif. Of course, this is a smachta because we know that these dinim are drabonim of the din tchum. Chamamayim lo yamru. Now Chamim said that you didn't say karfif except for two. Between two cities, Idmar. We have a machloikas and Maroim how to explain the Chachamim. Ravuna says, Nois in the Karf of Lazu, the Karf of Lazu. So, as I give a Karf to one city, to city A, and a Karf to city B. So, therefore, I have two Karfs which are joined, and it makes them as one city. This is disputed by Chi Barav. He says, Amar, Karfif Echad Lishtehen. Doesn't mean 70 and 2/3 for city A and 70 and 2/3 for city B. So rather, it means 70 and 2/3 between the two cities. That is when the Chachamim are saying this, that the Kula and the Mishnah. So Chi Barav is limiting what the Chachamim said. And Rav Huna is. taking it a step further. Now we're going to challenge Rav Huna. Now, if you take that sense by itself, that can be understood as being mashma like Rav Huna and not like Rav Huna, because it says they did not say for the rule of Karfif except between two cities. So what does that mean? It's the rule of Karfif. That means that there is one Karfif between two cities, not two Karfifs. Two Karfifs, if it's more than the share of a Karfif, then they're not joined together. So you have to do Rav Huna. That will be a question on Rav Huna, a refutation on Rav Huna. Amar Ravuna. Rav Huna says, you don't understand the mission of what, that's not what it meant. My Karfif, what does Karfif mean? Torah's Karfif means the rule, the law of Karfif. So between two cities, that is when you give the law of Karfif. Well, the Olam, however, for always, Karfif lezu, but you always give each city its own Karfif measurement. Now the Gemara is Medayik, that Rav Huna is correct from the next line of the Mishnah, Hachanami Stavra. Since the next part of the Mishnah said, Im yesh lezu ayin ama v'shirayim, if this city has 70 and two-thirds, ulezu, and the next city has ayin ama v'shirayim, then it's a karfif l'shtayim, liyas echad, then the karfif makes both of them as one. Shmamina, that's a very good raya, that Rav Huna's explanation and understanding of the Mishnah is correct. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question, if Rav Huna is correct, that means his disputant is not incorrect. So let's say that this is a shlug up of him. So he says, he responds, that line of the Mishnah, okay, is not the Chachamim. That line is Rav Meir. Remember, because the question was from the line of the Mishnah. You give Shiv Mama Ulshayim Lazul. It said clearly, give both of them 70 and two thirds. So that was if you read that as part of the statement of Chachamim, that was a question on Chiyah Barav. That was exactly what Rav Huna was trying to prove. If you read it as a statement of Rav Meir, then there's no question on Chiyah Barav anymore, because he was only explaining Chachamim, not Rav Meir. Now the Gemara asks, Rav Meir, if it's Rav Meir, Hatana L'Reisha. Now, why should Rav Meir have said this? Because his opening line of the Mishnah is that you give a carpet for every city. Listen, carpet for the year, give it Rav Meir. Gemara responds, Shricha, you still have to say it anyway, because there's still a necessity to say Rav Meir's case, Rav Meir's din in both one city and two cities. Dimahi, because if it would have said in the first one, of one Karfif to one city, I would have said dafka over there. Having a chad l'chad v'chalatati, you always give one Karfif, whether it's for one city or for two cities which are next to each other. You always give one Karfif and not two Karfifs. Kamash Mulan, so therefore we're taught, Rameh is teaching us, v'latati, when there's two cities, trei havin and lu, you give two Karfifs, one for each of them. And if I would have learned Rav Meir's din about giving a karfif, okay, in the cases of the two cities, then I would have said, mishum d'chikat tashmashtayu. Only in that case where you have two cities which are very close to each other, and they have an open space which is not that big. If you think about it, there's 70 and two-thirds amas for this one. 70, that's 141 two-thirds amas separating two cities. So you'll say dachuk tishmatayu, that the people are very dachuk. They're pushed in, they're squeezed in there. And since that's the case, that is why you join them together. You give them a larger tchum area. Aval hasam, in the case of which is one city, delay dachuk tishmatayu, they have an opening all around the city. Ema lo, then Rav Meir would say, he might conceivably say that there would be no din of giving a karfif at all. Tzricha. Therefore, it's necessary for Rav Meir to say in all cases that every city gets the din of a karfif around it. Tanan. Now again, we're going to challenge Rav Huna. It says it's the next line in the Mishnah, the chayin. Shloisha kfarim amshuloshin, the three villages which are together. Em yesh bein shnayim achitzoinim, Meya v'yarbayim v'yachas, if there's between the two outer ones 141 amashlesh, then the middle one makes the two outer ones as one. That was the quote of the Mishnah. This is the beginning of the question. Taima, saying the reason why they're considered one, the ikam tzai. That's only because the Mishnah indicates because they have this middle city which is joining them here. Halakha am tzai. But if there wouldn't be a middle one, a middle village, okay, loy, then you would not you wouldn't put them together. Even though there's only 141 and 200 amas between them. So that is a tiyuf of the Ravuna. That's a question, a refutation of Ravuna, because according to him, if there are 141 two-thirds amas between both cities, okay, as long as not any more than that, you consider both cities as one without any third village joining them or anything else. You don't need a third village. That's the question on Ravuna. So Amalach Ravuna, so Ravuna responds that In the Gemara's question, how to assume that the three villages were all met in a straight line. So Rav Huna is about to respond that the question is based on a misconception because the Mishnah never meant that. The Mishnah is not discussing a case of when a straight line. The Mishnah is discussing a case of where they are like a triangle. You see the let's see, does it have a picture here? Ah, okay, picture 212. Okay. And if you don't have the fancy book, you have the old-fashioned Gemaras. You see, there's I guess we call it kind of a picture. You see, the next to the Rashi is Kizeh, the three asterisks. Okay. I guess picture 212:1. Okay. So, Rav Huna is Allah. Rav Huna ha'itmar Allah Amar Raba Amar Rav Idi Amar Chanina. It was said in explanation of this of the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that the three together in a line. Ella, rather, it means Royan Kol Shi'ilu Matel Emtsoi Beinehen. If you would put they're in a triangle, and if you would put the one that's in the middle between the two that are on the bottom, V'yu Mishulashim, and they would be Mishulish. Mishulish means they would be with. I guess then that would make the three of them together because they would, and the aim ben the next caveat is more is important. The aim ben I say ella kuf memama v'achaz shlish. Then I say I'm sorry. Yes, a shlosh only a second. In that case, and only in that case, does the middle one join the outer two as one tchum. So just to speak this out clearly, the two villages that are on the bottom of the triangle, they could be, for practical purposes, miles away from each other. Let's say a mile is a figure below 2,000 amas, right? So these things could be 12,000 amas away from each other, the two cities in the bottom or the top of the triangle. The city that's in the middle, if it is large enough, okay, in its length, that if you would put it between these two, that there wouldn't be any more than 141 and two thirds amas joining the cities. Okay, then they're all judged as one city for the tchum of Shabbos, which is another thing about it, amazing cool, because these are three separate cities, three separate towns. So until you saw this Gemara, you would have never dreamed that you can, and these are a couple miles apart. And a couple of miles apart, you don't even have a mile for Tchum Shabbos. But we're saying Royan, you imagine that this thing was placed in between these two cities, and if we join them all together, so now I have a Tchum Shabbos that I can walk, all these miles between these two points and 2,000 amas beyond. Let's hear it for the Chachamim. Okay, Amalei Rava La'abaye. Kama Yehe Ben Chitzen Lamtsoi. Well, how far can that one be? The outer one into the middle. Amalei, so he told them back. The answer was Alpay Mama, 2,000 amas. So Rava challenged. What do you mean? Va'at hu di'amir kavosei de Rava brei de Rava Barav Huna Mistavra. You agreed with Rava Barav brei de Rav Huna, who said Damar Yosher Melech Paimamach, who said even more than 2,000 Amis. Now let's just refresh ourselves, because this is a memory that was in the Nehemiah Bays, where we talk about the bow-shaped city. We had a Machlokes in the Gemara, how far can they be apart from each other, one end and the other end. So one Amar is with 2,000, and then even if it's more than 2,000 Amis, it's okay. You can measure from the outer part of the bow. So Rabbi says, Abaya, you agreed with Rabbi Huna, who said in that discussion even more than 2,000 Amis. So how come over here you're saying only 2,000 Amis? So when he said 2,000 Amis, he said this city can't be more than 2,000 Amis away from here. Now it could be large like this, but it can't be more than, if this city is more than 2,000 Amis away from these two, then you wouldn't say this cool. So how come, why are you limiting it now? So a buyer responds, Hachi Hashta. Hasam, in that case, of the both cities, Ikabatim, over there are houses. Okay, all along through the bow, which can conceivably considered as one and join everything. Hacha, in our case, these are separate villages. And like a batim, there are no batim to fill up and say that these things are joined and connected. Fiamalei Rava LaAbaye, and Rava told Abaye, Kama Yehe Ben Chitzon LeChitzon, how much should it be between the two on the bottom? So he said, what do you mean, Kama Yehe? How much? What might not call mina? What's the difference? Kol, we just said Kol She'ilu Machlas and Tsoi Bein Ein, if you would put the middle city between them, the Ein Bein Zel Zeh, and they're not, and once you have the middle one there, there's not between them El Amev Abayim Machlas or Shlish, even if there's as long as there's not more than 141 and a third Amos, then they're all joined together. So it's really an irrelevant question how far these two are apart from each other. Because the real question, the real issue, is how wide this city is, okay, how far these two are really relevant, and if you put this one in here, do you have 141 Amis in between? That should be the question, not how far these two are from each other.
141 Amis between which two points?
In between, if I would put this over here, then there wouldn't be 141 between this guy. Right. Right. Now he asks, "Vafilu dalel alpayim ama?" Even if it would be 4,000 amis away, you would still say that it would be acceptable. And I'm like, "Yes." So he asks, "I've ha'amar of Huna ir a city hasuk kashas, which is made like a bow. Im yesh bein beis rosheha pachas merbos alafim ama. If it's less than 4,000 amis between the tips, ma'izin la min hayaser." Then you measure it from the extra point or the tip of the tip. Vimlav, but if there's vimlav, meaning it's not less than 4,000, but it's 4,000 or more, then ma'ilu min akashas. Then you measure from the bow itself, which is a chumra. I'm like, huh? So the question is, why do the ends of the bow have to be within 4,000 amis? Okay, Masha'enkin, by the case of the outer villages, they don't have to be. That's the question. So he responds, Amalei, Abaye says, Hasam, Lekalamimra Mali. In that case, of the bow city, you cannot say the principle of Mali. Mali means fill up. It's fill up the area with houses. Imagining that there are houses over there. Hacha, in the case of the villages, Ikalamimra Mali, you can't. Now this principle of Mali is a very large discussion in the Rishonim. It itself can be the subject of a multi-hour shir. Just speak out. Tosis is three pshat and Tosis middle pshat, which I'm not because I favor that pshat. It's the simplest pshat. It's because it is what he says. Which we'll read it inside. The second wide line, the bottom Tosfos, towards the end of the But the second, the Hashem Lami and the Mal Yosef Malik came in the Ikka Yoser Malpayim. You don't sense more than 2,000 Amas. The Abai Latame, Abai is going with his Lashitoso, with his consistent opinion. Then, of course, the Rabbi Breda Vuna Mustafa, who he agreed with what the Rabbi Vuna said on Nunheime Beis. Over Yeser Malpayim, if something is more than 2,000 Amas, Loyar Min and Mali. You never say that you imagine something is filled in if there's more than 2,000 Amas, because the Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amas. And if something is more than that shear, so then you all the automatic lumdus stops. Because the reason for that, when them speak out, is because that'll make the whole idea Tchum Shabbos kind of like a joke. Hacha, in our case, Zikam Meimar Mali, why do Kimna Delek El Apayim? Because we know there's not more than 2,000 Ben Ham Tzais L'Chitzayna between the middle one and the outer ones. So since there's not more than 2,000 Amas between this one and them, then we will apply the principle of Mali, because as long as there's at least one of the measurements is within 2,000 Amas, okay, it does not cause the principle of Tchum Shabbos to be completely disregarded. So Amalei Rav Safra the Rava. So Rav Safra asked a question to Rava. Hare Bnei Aktisfon, Aktisfon's name is city. The people of Aktisfon, the Mashchinon who tchum the Mahagis Adarcha. They draw their tchum on the outer city of Archer, which is another city. And the problem with that is that they are divided by river. When they archer, Mashchinon tchum, the other people do the reverse too. When they archer, Mashchinon tchum, Mahayid Kisa, the Aktisfon. They draw their tchum. It's very similar to what we said Chum say in the Mishnah, that you if you don't have the two kaf of shear between them, it's still considered one city. So the people of Aktisfon and Archer take that approach. The problem is that their approach does not match with the Metzius according to either opinion in the Gemara or the Mishnah, because the question Hika Degelis, you have the Degelis River, which is the Tigris River. The Mosaka Yasser and Meir Rabbayim Achzeslish, which separates them by more. It's a wide river, and there's more than the shear of two kavis between them. There's more than 141 2/3 amas. So therefore, these cities should not be considered as one for the laws of Tchum Shabbos. They should be considered as two separate cities, and the people of Archer should not measure from the other city. They should only be stuck to measuring an Archer, and vice versa. So the Gemara responds, okay, Nafik Achvilei, so Rav Huna went out and actually showed him the Metzius. There's nothing like, when you want to answer a shayla, there's nothing like going with the Metzius. Okay, Hanach, he showed him, okay, these, Atmasa de Shura, the remaining parts of the city's walls, the Mavloi, B'degelas, B'ayinam of Shirayim, which were in the Tigris River, that were 70 and a third Amis, away from the other from the other city. So what happened was that when the cities were originally built, the city walls were actually built into the river for whatever reason, and therefore the walls of the city actually came to within the shear of the Karfif next to its neighboring city on both sides of the river. Some people might appreciate this muscle. Okay, Buda and Pest are on the other opposite sides of a river, of the Danube River. So if I don't know how wide the Danube is, but if there was buildings that jutted out into the river itself and they were within 140 amas, so then the people of Buda would have the tchum of the people of Pest too. Yeah, I don't know if the river that divides them.
Yeah, St. Paul's, but it's by river.
By river. Okay, we'll leave off by the Mishnah.